Now you're in the courtroom. Let's take us through that moment. Katherine Jackson talked in the piece about holding Randy and Tito's hand and just squeezing it, and just this big feeling of exhalation as the not guilties were coming in. What was that moment like for you? You were standing next to Michael.
We were sitting next to each other, but I don't really reach any type of conclusion until I hear all the counts, because if he was convicted on one of those counts, particularly a felony count, he could have had a lot of problems. So until they were really all completed, I was reserving any feeling. Obviously, hearing all those not guilties was nice, don't get me wrong, but I really wanted to hear all of them not guilty, and that's what we heard.
What did you say to Michael Jackson? What did he say to you? Everybody was saying in the court that, I guess, he slapped you on the back, and you had just a feeling of, whew.
I went to his ear, I said, Michael, we won, and he looked at me, and he just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. The only words really coming out of him were, thank you, thank you, thank you. He was just so overcome with emotion and relief, and I was overcome with emotion and relief. And then he hugged me, hugged my co-counsel, Susan Yu, and it was a joyous affair, it really was.
What was it like for you personally? You know, covering this case, it was over a year and a half. You invested personally a lot of time, excruciating hours. Was it just mentally and physically exhausting for you, too?
Yes, it was. Typically in a trial, I get up at 3 in the morning. I like to do 3 to 3.5 hours of work before I walk into a courtroom. I go to bed very early during a trial, say 8:30, 9 o'clock, and it was exhausting, and I am tired still. I need a vacation.
What do you think won this case?
I think the evidence won the case. And the evidence
was the lack thereof on the other end?
Well, no, not only the lack thereof on the other end. We put on a case ourselves. We had a story to tell. We were not just going to rely on problems with their witnesses. We had a story to tell. We put on a lot of witnesses ourselves, and we vindicated and cleared Michael Jackson completely. He was acquitted of all felony counts and all misdemeanor counts. They got nothing.
Do you think this puts these issues to rest once and for all? Tom Snen, we're going to show it a little later on. I asked him that question in an interview, the DA, and he wouldn't rule out when I said, are you going to go after you or your office go after Michael Jackson in the future? He said, no comment.
This was an unjust prosecution. It was done in a way that just makes me very, very upset, because they tried to find things that didn't exist. They interpreted evidence wrongly. They tried to really, in my opinion, pull a fast one on the jury by trying to sell things that just didn't exist. And I hope they learn their lesson, and I hope they leave him alone, because he's a wonderful human being. This case shouldn't have been brought, and they just got to leave him alone.
One of the people who clearly is not leaving him alone is his mother. It was a great scene, seeing her go into the courthouse every day. What did it mean to Michael Jackson having his family by his side?
It was a tremendous relief. He gets tremendous strength from his family. They're a wonderful family. They were supportive. They were united. They were always behind him. They helped him spiritually. They helped him emotionally, and he was lucky to have them. It's a really wonderful family.
Yeah, I've been impressed with them. Tom Nesler, stick with us. We're going to have you throughout the show. We appreciate it. But up next, everybody, a lot more to come. The man who prosecuted the case, Tom Snedden. Did he cross the line? I spoke with Tom Snedden after the verdict came down, and I asked him to describe your son, Michael Jackson. He called him, quote, a pathetic person.